This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
We're continuing to follow Starbucks' response to a store manager in Philadelphia calling the cops on two men who hadn't yet ordered anything. The men, who are black, say they were waiting for a friend to arrive who later did arrive. The two were arrested for trespassing, but police say they won't press charges. Starbucks CEO Kevin Johnson calls the incident reprehensible and says there are now plans for him to apologize to the men face-to-face. Starbucks says more training to address unconscious bias is on the way. Well, Jean Bliss is a customer service expert and author of the book, Would You Do That to Your Mother?
What's interesting to me is that Starbucks has worked hard to establish themselves as the third place. You know, the place you go besides home or work where you can linger. And so for me, there's not only a training issue with employees and a communication issue, but also a brand disconnect here. You know, it's weird to me that they would have booted somebody out because they were hanging out too long. So if you don't know what else might be happening, of course, unconscious bias enters the picture. But then unconscious bias training has had many, many varied outcomes, as you may know.
Well, I want to ask you about that. I remember seeing some data about anti-sexual harassment training. Does it actually work? You've thought a lot about this. What about the unconscious bias training? Does it work?
You know, I think that part of the problem with any kind of training is that it's situational. It's probably has a reasonable to high effective rate, but it's not a 100%. So there has to be other things that occur inside of the organization as well, such as a very brand and cultural awareness and understanding of this on an ongoing basis. It has to be talked about. So it's not a one and done kind of a process.
So this notion of Starbucks as the third place, not just home, not just work, I mean, that would include, I would like to use the bathroom, please. And, you know, if it's essentially almost a public space, you know, there is this policy that if you don't buy something, you don't get to use the bathroom at some of these outlets. There seems to be a tension just with that policy.
You know, we've all walked into an establishment where you feel like you're being eyed a little bit, right, or assessed. That is also part of this unconscious bias we have. Who belongs here? As you are hiring and understanding the human behind the resume, there needs to be that part of the process to really get into. Is there anything there that could come out later that would impact your customer and your culture and your brand experience as well?
Jean Bliss, founder and president of Customer Bliss, author of the book, Would You Do That to Your Mother? Ms. Bliss, thank you very much for this.
You're welcome. Thank you.